The White House Report.
On day 12 of the government shutdown, President Trump says he is not in support of a Republican plan of $2.5 billion for border security. He wants $5.7 billion for a border wall. President Trump with reporters in his cabinet meeting on the southern border wall he's proposing for $5 billion on day 12 of the government shutdown.
We're in the shutdown because of the fact that the Democrats are looking to 2020. They think they're not going to win the election. I guess a lot of signs point to the fact that they're not going to win the election. I hope they're not going to win the election. But they view this as an election point for them. I actually think it's bad politics, but I'm not thinking about the politics. I'm thinking about what's right and what's wrong. And we need a physical barrier. Everything else is bells and whistles. I know more about drones than anybody. I know about every form of safety that you can have. And it's all good, but it's just very minor compared to the power of a wall.
Pelosi contends she will introduce something the Republicans supported in the Senate to House lawmakers to end the stalemate of the government shutdown that the president contends will last a long time.
Tomorrow, we will bring to the floor legislation which will open up government. It will be based on actions taken by the Republican Senate, bills that have passed on the floor of the Senate by over 90 votes and or in committee unanimously, led by Senator Mitch McConnell. It will also present in a separate bill the bill that Mr. McConnell did for the continuing resolution for the Homeland Security bill until February 8th, using his exact date. We have given the Republicans a chance to take yes for an answer. We have taken their proposals unamended by any House bipartisan amendments, but just staying true to what the Senate has already done. Our question to the President and to the Republicans is, why don't you accept what you have already done to open up government? And that enables us to have 30 days to negotiate for border security. Democrats have been committed to protecting our borders. It's the oath of office we take to protect and defend. It has been very important to us, and we have committed resources to it when we were in the majority and will continue to do so.
No. You're going to let us each speak, please.
So, I'll yield to the distinguished.
Yeah, thank you. So the bottom line is very simple. We asked the president to support the bills that we support that will open up government. We asked him to give us one good reason. I asked him directly. I said, Mr. President, give me one good reason why you should continue your shutdown of the eight cabinet departments while we are debating our differences on Homeland Security. He could not give a good answer.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.